Getting lost in music composition. Hi, my name is Aysen Sadupam and welcome to Becoming a Pro. In today's episode, I'm gonna share you my journey into music composition, music production. I am a beginner at this, so I'm just gonna share you my little journey that I got, my little journey that I have been and I am still learning at it. So if you're into music production or composition, then you can share me your thoughts, your ideas, your tips on how I can get better at this one. So let's get into the episode. What I love about music composition is that with just a simple and a single note, it can evoke a different emotion. With a different rhythm, it can give a different sensation. With a different drum, it can give a different groove. So I really love that aspect about music composition, music production, about music mainly. And let's talk about why. Why do I really focus on music composition and why do I like it to be a professional? Why do I like it to become a career on it? Why do I focus on it mainly? First, I am a visual impaired. I am blind and music composition with music mainly. With music mainly, I can be hands-on with it. Got it? Hands-on with it. Not just I can see it. I can be hands-on with it. So my visual condition, my blindness, it is a gradual progress. So I am slowly losing my sight. So let's say after 5 or 10 years, I go completely blind, like fully blind. Then I can still do the music composition. I can do this is everything. I can do the music composition. I can compose a lot more piece at that time. But I can't do the voiceover. I can't do the video editing. I can't do the parkour. So I have to look into the future. Is it a future-proof career? Voiceover, yeah. It is still future-proof, but I will need somebody to help me on that one. I need someone to read the script. Yeah, we can type it on Braille and I can read it, but it is going to take a lot of time. And in this freelancing voiceover, this kind of work time, people need time. People want time. People want it as fast as possible. So I have to look into music composition and what are the things that I am lacking on? What are the things that I am good on? Am I actually good at music composition or music? No, I'm not that good at music composition, but I have a feeling that I will be good at. That's the thing that I am going with it. That's the instinct that I get. I have a feeling, if I have a knowledge, I have a feeling that I will be really good at it after 1 or 2 years, not just now. Because it is going to take a lot of time. I haven't even played a single note on the keyboard. I haven't do anything on the keyboard before I got this MIDI keyboard, before I come into this field. I don't know nothing about music theory. So I am learning this. I am learning every skill. I am learning every note. I am learning every melody. I am learning every key from the ground up, every chord. So as soon as I got the MIDI keyboard, I got into it. I learned into it. And also thanks to my girlfriend for getting me the MIDI keyboard. So she's going to start me. She's the future. She's the future. Anyway, it is going to start like that. I have to learn from the single scratch, from the single letter line of the A, single line, not just a fully A. So I have to start from that one. I am doing from that one before I do the music composition. Before I get into this music composition, I don't know anything about music theory, and that is why I'm not good at singing too. I'm not saying I am good at singing now, but I am a little bit better now. Because I know what is this pitch, when is this pitch, what is the interval of this pitch. Now I know the technical aspect of the pitch. Now I know the theory of the music. Now I can sing a lot more better, a lot more on pitch. before that, my voiceover or anything, it is a little bit weird. It is a little bit off. It is not good. It is not good. But when I am now hands-on with the music, I know how this feels. I am still learning on it. I'm not good at it. I'm not even single digit in. Let's say there is the beginner level, intermediate level, and there is the expert level. I am the beginner. Like 3 steps below the beginner. So my goal is then to become really, really good at it. And also, I don't have any resource. My resource for music production right now is that I got a mic. I got an earpiece, not a headphone. I got the earpiece. I got a phone. A Realme 5 Pro, and then I got an Akai MPK Mini MK3, the MIDI keyboard. That is the only resource, that is the only thing that I got. So as soon as I have a little bit more money, or as soon as I earn more money, then I'm going to invest into it, make my gears a lot more better. Maybe I can invest into a laptop or a desktop. Then my creativity will be expanded, will be a lot more. I am doing this from BandLab using my phone, so there is some limitations going on. I can't put more tracks. It only allows up to like 16 tracks, vocal or MIDI or whatever. So I am going through with it. I am learning through it. And right now I am trying to become good at playing the keyboard, playing the MIDI keyboard. So if I am good, or I am getting better at playing the MIDI keyboard, then I will have a feeling what to do when I play any drum, when my hand is on the keyboard. Like I can go through a swift motion. I can go through it in an easier motion. So that is going to be the why I need to become good at it, because it is a future-proof career for me. And also, I really, 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 really love music composition, the music. All my life, it has been music. Music is a journey for me. And also, I need to be thinking about my creativity too. Because I am an ADHD patient. I got ADHD, so I need to let the creativity have an outlet. So it is going to be that one. I'm not saying my music is going to be good or great. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying that it is going to be a way for my creativity to go, to become, to explore into the world, to incept. It is going to be inception time. So how I am learning the music composition, that is the part that I am about to get into now. The music composition, the part that I am learning is that before I got any MIDI keyboard, like in 2021, I did took a course of Amit Trivedi. It is like basic course. You didn't learn anything on that one. I can say that one. Like, I didn't learn anything. Like, keys, scale, that is the simple basic one. But right now I am starting. First, I have said it before, the first priority that I am focusing on is that playing the MIDI keyboard a lot more easier. Because playing the MIDI or playing the keyboard, it is a different feeling for me. I haven't played any instrument before ever in my life. I didn't own any instrument. So playing the notes, playing the keyboard, that is different feeling for me. I am doing that one too. And the next is ear training. Oh my god, it is one of the most important thing as a vocalist, as a music producer or music composer or anything on a music term. Ear training, that is a must for each and every one of us. Because if we are good at ear training, then you can identify where you need to be, on which cadence, on which note you can harmonize on, or on which note you can go into, you can get into, on which part shall I do this? Will it be good at it? You don't need to be perfect pitch on it, because not a lot of people have perfect pitch. So interval training, I'm doing that one, and I am tapping on, clicking on the C note, C, middle C, again and again and again and again and again, and hearing it again and again. It is a monotonous process, but I have to learn it, I have to hear it, and I have to, like, whenever someone does C, and I can know that, oh, that's a C. I can know that. I will know that someday, maybe not now. Someday I can identify that, and I can go into or play into any song that I would like to. Any idea that I got on my mind, I will be able to play it on the keyboard, on any instrument, if I am getting good at, if I got better at ear training. That's my logic. And the third is that play with each and every instrument, whether it is on the MIDI keyboard or a real life instrument. Right now it is going to be on the MIDI keyboard because I don't have any budget to buy any other instrument. So using the MIDI keyboard, I am trying to learn and hear the sound and recognize and get a grip of each and every instrument. What is it like to play a synth? What is the sound of the synth? Is the chord better at synths, or is the chords better at piano? Is the chords better at guitar, or is this playing notes better at guitar or in the trumpet or in the flute, or it's the chord? When we play a chord, it is suitable with the flute. I have to identify that one. So I'm trying to play with each and every instrument. I have to learn from that one. This is sound, this instrument may, when it goes up to this octave, this sound comes, this comes, something like that. It comes like this, then ding, 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 different feel. I have to get a grip of the different feel. I have to be knowledge, you know, I have to get the knowledge at that one. And the fourth one is that rhythm. The rhythm of the song, the rhythm of the sound, the rhythm of the songs. I have to get a grip of that one, because I am way, 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 way worse at everything, man. I am way worse at on the music production, music theory, music side. I am worse at it, but I am way too passionate at it. Way too passionate. People have commented whenever I do any freestyle rap, people commented, I am not on bar. Yeah, now I realize that I am not on bar. Or now I realize that I am not on the cadence. Now I know. Because I didn't have any identification. I don't know any rhythm knowledge. I don't have any rhythm knowledge. Like, this is the 4, 16, 8. I didn't know anything about it. So I'm just doing tuk 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 this tuk 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 this, and that is the drum pattern. Tuk 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 this tuk 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 this tuk 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 this tuk 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 this. Let's say that is the drum pattern. I'm going like panamana mini mana mini mana mini. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense, and it is, oh, ooh, not good. It is not good. It is damn worse. It is way, way, way too beginner. So I have to identify the rhythm. I have to play with different rhythm. I have to think about, like, if I put the kick on one and the snare on the three, what feel does it make? What group did it get me? Or on the snare on the one, or kick on the three, or snare, kick, snare, kick, or kick, snare, whatever. Whatever it is, I have to play through it, and I have to identify, oh, this is the trumpet, and this fits for this genre, this fits for this one, this one, this one, this one, this one. I have to know, I have to get the group, so that I can give the audience, give the listener a different feel in a different genre. Or I can mix up into, like, a Mumba tone into a pop song, a Mumba tone into a Manipuri song, a Mumba tone into an Indian song, whatever. Whatever I can do that, if I can get the knowledge, if I am good at it. And the last one, let's say the last one that I am and also doing, is that I'm actually producing a lot more songs, you can call these songs too, rhymes. I am doing a lot more rhymes, nursery rhymes, kids song. It is, oh my god, it is one of the most difficult journey. Like, I knew that it will be easy. I knew that it will be easy, but I didn't know that it will be simple and freaking hard. Like, easy and freaking hard. That's a different thing. That's a different thing. It is, whenever you listen to a kid's song, it is a simplified. It is way too simplified, but it needs to have the groove in. It needs to have the cadence. It needs to have a different feel for the kid to jump around, to move around, to get their attention. It is simple, so it is hard. Like, simplicity is way freaking hard. So my goal, before I got into music production, or before I got into these kids back in 2000, oh my god, back in 2019, I heard a lot of kids song, and I realized that we didn't have any, like, let's say we didn't have a thought of Manipuri rhymes, kids songs in Manipuri. We didn't have any Manipuri good songs, kids. So I made it my goal to create or make the kids move with different songs, make the kids feel a different vibe, not just a simple boring vibe. Make the kids learn and educate with the kids' song. Make them feel in a different way. Make them learn the different beats. Make them be as perfect pitch as possible, or make them go with the rhythm. I'm just trying. I'm not saying that they are gonna be perfect pitch, or they are gonna have the perfect pitch when they listen to what I have wrote, what I have done. But I'm just trying to give them, like, say, sa. This is the si sa re ga ma. Do re mi fa sol la ti. This is the do re mi fa sol la ti. I'm gonna teach that one too, so that they can be more better than me. So that they can be more better than me. They can identify the pits more better than me. That's the goal. That's the goal. I'm just trying to educate them and then make them move with the body. Move with their body. Make them have a different feel. Sorry about that. No. So I have produced about like 15, let's say 15 approximate 15 nursery rhymes. It is, some are on the draft, some are fully fledged, some I haven't recorded the vocals. So I am doing all of them. So I am learning, and now I realize that making just a normal song, like a pop song, it is gonna be more easier for me, because kids song, it's way freaking hard. You just can't do it. You can't do that. You can do it on pop. You can do that. But if you do it on the kids song, then no kid is gonna listen to that one. So it is gonna be all on like simple. It's gonna be all on simple kids. Manipuri songs. It is gonna be on simple Manipuri kids song. So that is the goal, and I am trying to reach like 100,000 subscriber in this year. I haven't even uploaded a video on that channel, or I haven't even created that channel yet. But that's gonna be the song. It is gonna be a way hard process, but I'm gonna learn it. I'm gonna do it. If I set my mind to it, I'm gonna learn it, I'm gonna do it. I have created 15 songs till now, 15 to 20 songs, and I am using the MIDI keyboard. I have only bought the MIDI keyboard and start producing from November 4th. I have bought it on that day, and today is March, I think, 4th or 5th. So It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, only for 4 or 5 months. So it's gonna be a lot more long process. It's gonna get better. My compositions are gonna get a lot more polished. The drums are gonna get better. The rhythms are gonna get better. Everything is gonna get better. And If you have any idea on what I can do to improve my composition, my production, what I can do, or any ideas on music theories, on anything, just leave your comments or leave your thoughts. You can send a DM on me or everything on or anything on you can do. And I would love to get better at it. Yeah. See you on the next episode. Bye.